Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, have your way among us. Show us the truth about God and the truth about ourselves, that we may look to you and respond to your word of light and life today. Amen. The psalmist David knew what it was to get himself stuck in situations that he couldn't escape from in his own strength. He looked to God for mercy and deliverance. In the midst of his trials, David wrote songs of trust. And Joyce read to us earlier part of one of those songs from Psalm 40 that I'd like us to dig a little bit deeper into today. The psalmist begins, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry." And that's the first step, isn't it? So often we try to live our lives without God. Our pride and our stubborn independence get in the way. But the story of faith begins when we surrender and turn to God, who waits patiently for us to stop struggling and start trusting. To admit the honest truth that, hey, I'm stuck. And admit that in my pit, there is no ladder out. And then comes that voice within, that inner spiritual awakening that says, in my need, turn to God. Turn to the God who is turned to me in love, waiting to help me. How wonderful to know that we can call out to God in our need at any time, any place. God is listening. In truth, there are times in life when it doesn't feel like that, when God is silent, when we knock at his door, but it seems no one's answering. In these times, when we find ourselves stuck, calling out, we may ask, has God abandoned me? But no, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then is God busy somewhere else? Scripture says no. Elsewhere in another psalm, David says, where can I go from your presence? Where can I flee? God is there. He has time for us. Sometimes we might think, does God not care for me? No, Jesus said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God? Don't be afraid. You are worth far more than many sparrows. We may ask, has God forgotten me? No, God says, others may forget you, but I will never forget you. These are the promises of God. So is God listening? Is God at work? even in the silence? Yes. Does it take patience? Yes, it does. Lord, give me patience and make it quick. Don't we sometimes find ourselves saying that? Like gas and electricity, patience is in short supply in 2023. Well, actually, that's not quite true. Actually, patience is in short demand. It's in short demand. We live in an instant on-demand culture where we don't like to wait for anything or anyone. We are impatient, and we're impatient with God. And in our rushing, we sometimes miss what God has to say to us and give to us in the waiting time. Impatience is like a noisy sports car. It races to get to the finish. But patience perhaps is more like the silent cable car that carries us on a much slower journey to see the panoramic views and gives us time to listen to God. And eventually, patience, like the cable car, will carry us over the mountains to the heights of God. But it's hard. I waited patiently for the Lord, says David. I noticed the literal Hebrew translation, in waiting, I waited. In waiting, I waited. It's not just waiting for God, you see, it's waiting on God. Waiting on God, looking to Him and His Word. And the good news is that from our pit, God hears our cry. God hears. So tell God what is on your heart today. Have total honesty. Make room for lament. God, your rescuer, comes to you. David goes on to say, He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the mud and the miry clay. God reached down and rescued me. And the truth is, before we reach up to God, God has already reached down to us. That is what we just celebrated at Christmas. God gave the world His Son, our Savior, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God one of us, in our human clay. He climbed down into our pit, joining us in the mud and the mess. David's use of the word mud and clay reminds me of the Maldon mud race that takes place in Essex. I don't know if you know about that, but at low tide, entrants compete to be the first to cross a 500-meter stretch of mud across the River Blackwater. And it's, I'm sure it's called that for a reason. We've got a picture coming up on the screen. Yes, people choose to do this for fun and for charity. I'm sure their skin must be perfect after they've competed. I think it's more of a trudge than a race. And I was looking at this picture again, and I was just wondering, is that Kate and William taking part? It looks a little bit like them, doesn't it? But I think they've probably had enough mud thrown at them this recent week. But what a muddy mess we can find ourselves in as people. like those animals that we saw in need of rescue. There are so many ways in which we can find ourselves stuck in the mud of life and stranded. We can find ourselves dragged down. And we can name some of those situations. You can find yourself stuck in an argument, stuck in a family crisis, stuck in debt, stuck in sickness, stuck in this body, stuck in our mind, stuck in fear and worry, stuck in grief, stuck in loneliness, stuck in a bad habit, stuck in sin, sin which clings so easily, like mud. Have you ever found yourself stuck? Are you stuck today? And we can find ourselves stuck as a country, stuck in a cost of living crisis. Why can't prices remain stuck? We're stuck in pay disputes. We're stuck in a war. And the church of God, sometimes, if we're honest, we can find ourselves stuck. We can be stuck in the past. Or equally, we can be stuck to worldly values and not to God's. Yes, even stuck in stationing for now. Do you find yourself stuck? Stuck in a hole. Either a hole that you were pushed in, a hole that you accidentally fell in, or a pit of your own making. Well, do not fear. Do not despair, because Jesus saves. He is an able Savior. Jesus is the answer to your need. He has been there before. On the night he was arrested, his enemies threw him down a pit, and he spent the night there in the dark. He was stuck on a cross, but death could not keep him stuck in the tomb. He is alive, and we shall live. He has rescued us from the pit of death. Jesus, your friend, has power to save. He alone has the power to set us free from our pits and our prisons. With wonderful love, Jesus reaches down to us. He gets us up out of the mud, and he cleans us up. God did it for David, and he can do it for you. David then proclaims in Psalm 40, verse 2, "He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps." God forgives us our mistakes and sets our feet back on the right path, the narrow way that leads to life, to walk with him. One hymn writer put it like this: "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." And another put it this way: "Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me." to know what it is to be saved, to have a fresh start, to stand secure on Christ our rock. It's a wonderful thing. And I hope you know that today. I hope you've experienced it in the past. I hope you'll experience it again today in your need. To know such wonderful love makes our heart overflow with joy, and we burst into songs of praise like David, who went on to say, "He put a new song into my mouth, a new song of praise to our God." You see, that's what God does. He breaks the heavy yoke, and complaint and lament and bitterness give way to joy and music and dancing. In time, suffering gives birth to a song, and life finds its melody once again. So may it be for each one of us. May we say, "God lifted me, so I will lift my voice and my praises to my God." And we find it breaks the heaviness. And in doing so, may we echo David in Psalm 40, verse 10, who said, "I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation." David cannot help but share what God has done for him. David has good news to share. He says, "I didn't try to hide God's love and keep it to myself, but testified to God's love and faithfulness." Just as our friend Pat did earlier in our service today. And if you have something that you would like to share to encourage others, please ask, and we'd be happy to hear it, to encourage one another. Let us take the opportunities as they come to find the courage to share our story, that we might help others who are finding themselves stuck at this time, to know that God can help them and lift them as he has helped and lifted us. And remember that that great congregation, that audience, is here, this assembly, but it's also out there. It's in the workplace, Monday to Saturday. It's in the marketplace. It's in our homes and our friendship circles, round the tables. In this world of bad news, let us leak the good news. Because we can be a lifting hand to others. Just as at times, others have helped to lift us. So in closing, as we come to our response time, let us just recap our discoveries from Psalm 40. Let us go home from here able to say, "God, listen to me. God, reach down to me. God lifted me. God set me on a firm path. God put a new song in my heart. God gave me a testimony." Hallelujah. Hosanna. Amen.